Officially the biggest market share commercial radio show on the dial. The Frank Mitchell Phone-In. Monday to Friday, 9 until noon on U105.
So 90-333-105-077-66-105-105, whatever is on your mind as always. And sadly, an issue now to do with sectarianism. That's what we're going to be touching on here. Police are appealing for information following the report of an assault on two young males on Saturday. These two young men were attacked shortly after 3 o'clock. It was reported that these little chaps, aged 13 and 14, they were assaulted by two unknown men as they walked up the Ardoyne Road in Belfast. The police are treating the incident as a sectarian hate crime. An inspector across at the PSNI, Inspector Wise, is appealing to anyone who may have witnessed the incident to contact police at Tennant Street Police Station on the non-emergency number 101. Alternatively, if someone would prefer to provide information without giving their details, the police are saying you can speak to them via the independent charity Crime Stoppers. I want to speak to one of the local representatives, Brian Kingston. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Hey, what do we know about this? Two young fellas just walking along the road and they were attacked. Was it as simple as that?
Yes, I mean, this is an utterly disgraceful attack and no doubt that it was blatantly sectarian in motivation. I was contacted about this attack yesterday on Facebook and I was able to speak to one of the boys and also to the mothers of both boys. I'm told they were not wearing anything or carrying anything, which would have revealed that they were from the Protestant community. I suspect they were targeted because they were seen coming out from Tweddell Avenue, crossing the Crumlin Road towards Ardoyne Shops, and then walking on up the Ardoyne Road. They were making their way up to Ballysillan. They were approached by two older teenagers, and I'm told that those older teenagers asked them repeatedly, where are yous from, and are yous from the other side? And the two 13-year-olds, just there was a girl with them as well, they all just tried to ignore this and kept walking, and then the two older teenagers just attacked them both. They were both punched repeatedly to the head. One was kneed also to the head. One received a bleeding nose, and he's had to go for hospital treatment because of that. The other one got a black eye. And the attack continued until two adults who saw what was happening and shouted and ran to their defence. And the two aggressors then took off, went down a side street at the side of a multi-games area into Ardoyne. So I'm just appealing for anyone who can assist the police to bring these thugs to justice to please pass on whatever information they have. It is very important that shameful attacks like this do not just occur with no consequences. These sectarian thugs must be brought to justice. I do not believe that this has support within the wider community. I think this is totally against what both communities want to see happening. People want to just get on and live peaceably together. And so these aggressors, these thugs must be made an example of. And I appeal to people to please bring forward any information that they have that would help the police to identify those responsible.
Yeah, and chances are the adults who intervened were from the same community that the thugs were from, but they were prepared to go to assist young lads in distress.
Well, from what information I have, I think they came down from the upper Ardoyne Road, which is, as you may know, it's a unionist community. As the Ardoyne goes up, you have upper Ardoyne. But anyway, the important thing is that they came to assist when they saw this attack occurring. And yes, probably didn't know what was happening. But they just came down, saw that two boys were being viciously attacked. I mean, this the lads were just making their way along the road, didn't want to cause any bother to anybody. And I would just appeal to elected representatives and community representatives to condemn this without any equivocation, and to join with me in appealing for information to be brought forward to the police.
You wonder what's inside the heads of people who will attack individuals just because, and you quoted them, usins are from the other side. And sadly, that does work both ways. It's just not something that's coming from Nationalist Republican Ardoin. It works right across the city. There's still a mindset within the heads of some young people growing up. Is it the way they're being brought up or the way they're not being brought up that makes them feel so full of hate for those who aren't the same as themselves?
Yeah, well, I can't comprehend what way they're thinking. I just think they do not represent broader society, and it's important that society across the board unites against them. Sometimes you will only hear about these things, sort of things happening sometime later, but it's very important that it is not just dismissed. This does immense damage to inter-community relations. People hear about it and would start to feel, oh, this is typical of how they are being viewed or how other people are being viewed. So it's very important that this is nipped in the bud. And I would appeal for calm. My party colleagues and I will be pressing the police to give good resources to this investigation. This is not just some minor incident. This is very important at community level on the ground that this shameful, unprovoked and sectarian attack took place. So it's very important in my mind that the perpetrators of this attack are brought to justice and are made an example of, because they do not represent the wishes of wider society.
Would there be CCTV in that area?
Well, there are some CCTV cameras in the area, and we will be asking the police to scour all of the cameras in that area, whether the exact location was covered by one or not. But from the descriptions given by the boys and the other adults, you saw what happened. Sometimes the police can go back over time and try and identify someone at an earlier stage. So that's what we want, the resources going into this investigation. But my main appeal is for people who have some knowledge or some suspicion of who was responsible for this attack. I believe somebody or some people must know who was responsible. And I sincerely appeal to them to examine their conscience and please bring forward any information that they have that will assist the police to bring them to justice.
Have you any idea what age the thugs were?
I'm told one was around 14, 15, and the other was around 16. The two boys attacked were both 13. One was from Twiddale Avenue, the other was from Ainsworth, part of Woodvale. I just noticed on Facebook that one of them, it's his birthday today. He's 14 today, and sadly, his birthday's overshadowed by this disgraceful attack which occurred to him on Saturday.
Yeah, and we wish the two young fellows the very best. What a horrific experience when you're walking up a public road to be attacked, and there's no other word for it, to be attacked by thugs. It's an area that is prone to tension, and is particularly prone to tension in the summertime. Can this be seen as an isolated incident? You're confident this isn't going to raise tension in the area in the run-up to the disputes that tend to rise on the countdown to the 12th?
Yeah. Well, it is important that this attack does not set the scene. And maybe that was part of the motivation, as some people seem to have an interest in increasing tensions. I mean, glad to say, in general, interface areas in North and West Belfast have been calmer over the past year. There has not been as many regular incidents, but any incident which does occur is obviously very, very serious and very severe for the victims of it. So, again, that is why it is important that the resources are deployed by the police to try and identify these thugs, so that it does not become seen as setting the scene. And I would join with others just in appealing for calm. This does not in any way, as I say, set any pattern.
Okay, Brian Kingston, thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Frank.
Get involved with the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Call us on 90 333 105. Text us on 07 66 105 105. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you've missed any of our interviews, go to u105.com/catch-up.